It's clearly our responsibility to prevent any weaker souls among the vicarate from overreacting to the current provocation, despite the undoubted seriousness of that provocation,
Clinton said.
Corus has bidden defiance to the Church, to the Archangels, and to God himself. I believe we must quench any sparks of panic among those weaker souls by making it clear to the entire vicarate that we have no intention of allowing that defiance to stand, and that we intend to deal firmly with any additional outbreaks of defiance. That will be the Inquisition's task.
The Grand Inquisitor's face was hard and cold.
At the same time, however, we must prepare the entire council for the reality that it will take time for us to forge the new weapons we need for our inevitable counterstroke, he continued. That may be difficult in the face of the deep concern many of our brothers in God will undoubtedly feel, and I believe your earlier point was well taken, Samson. We must make it clear to those concerned souls that Corus's apparent strength and Corus's initial victories are not a threat to us, but rather a sign to Mother Church, a warning we must all heed. Indeed, if one considers the situation with unclouded eyes, secure as one ought to be in one's faith, the hand of God himself is abundantly clear. Only the achievement of such an apparently overwhelming triumph could have tempted the secret heretics of Corus into openly revealing themselves for what they are. By permitting them their transitory victory, God has stripped away their mask for all to see. And yet, as you say, Zomsen, he's done this in a way which still leaves them unable to truly threaten Mother Church or undermine her responsibility to guide and protect the souls of all his children.
Trenaire nodded again, and an icy quiver ran through Ducairn's bones. The Chancellor, he felt certain, had evolved his explanation as if he were solving a chess problem, or perhaps any of the purely secular machinations and strategies his office was forced to confront daily. It was an intellectual ploy based on pragmatism and the naked realities of politics at the highest possible level. But the glitter it had lit in Clinton's eyes continued to glow. Whatever the Chancellor might think, and however capable of cynical calculation the Grand Inquisitor might be when it suited his purposes, the fervent conviction in Clinton's tone was most definitely not feigned. He had embraced Trenaire's analysis not simply out of expediency, but because he believed it as well. And why does that frighten me so? I'm a vicar of Mother Church, for God's sake. However we came to where we are, we know what God demands of us, just as we know that God is all-powerful, all-knowing. Why shouldn't he have used our own actions to reveal the truth about Corus, show us how deep the rot truly runs in Telesburg? Something happened deep in Robert Ducairn's heart and soul, and another thought occurred to him. I have to think about this, spend time in prayer and meditation, pondering the writ and the commentaries. Perhaps people like the Wilsons have been right all along. Perhaps we have grown too arrogant, too enamored of our power as secular princes. The Corusians may not be the only ones whose mask God has decided to strip away. Perhaps this entire debacle is God's mirror, held up to show us the potential consequences of our own sinful actions and overweening pride. It was not, he knew, a suggestion to be brought forth at this moment, in this place. It was one to be considered carefully, in the stillness and quiet of his own heart. And yet, for the first time in far too many years, in the face of obviously unmitigated disaster, Vicar Robert Ducairn found himself once more contemplating the mysterious actions of God through the eyes of faith and not the careful calculation of advantage.